Chapter 5. Your first three weddings in 6 months. Let me tell you where you are right now. You understand that the wedding market is real. Massive, underserved, and paying $1,500 to $2,500 per event for someone to do something you already know how to do. You know that your personality is the competitive advantage you didn't realize you had, and that couples hire based on trust and connection, not technical ability. You know you can charge $1,000 for your first wedding without apologizing for it. You know the equipment isn't the barrier, and you know that the bookings come from venue relationships built by being the kind of person people want to work with again. You believe this can work, and right underneath that belief, there's one more thing holding you back. It's the objection I hear more than any other. More than the fear of screwing up, more than the pricing anxiety, more than the equipment excuse. It's simpler than all of those, and it's louder. I have no idea where to start. Not I can't do this. Not I'm not good enough. Just the overwhelm of looking at the distance between where you are, a bedroom DJ with skills and no revenue, and where you want to be, a working wedding DJ with bookings and income, and not being able to see the steps in between. You know the destination exists. You just can't see the road. So let me show you the road. First, the business side. Because I know that's where the anxiety lives. When people ask me about my business setup, they expect something complicated. They expect me to talk about LLCs and accounting software and CRM systems and professional invoicing platforms. They expect the business stuff to be this intimidating mountain of paperwork and legal requirements that takes months to figure out. Here's my actual business infrastructure: Google Drive for documents, e-transfer for payments, a simple contract. There's a bit more to it than that, but not much. I'm not exaggerating to make a point. That's genuinely what I use. I keep my client files in Google Drive, one folder per wedding, with their planning document, their contract, their song preferences, and any notes from our conversations. Couples pay me by e-transfer, half as a deposit to secure the date, half 2 weeks before the wedding. My contract is a straightforward document that covers the basics: date, time, location, services provided, payment terms, cancellation policy. No fancy software, no expensive tools, no MBA required. The business side of wedding DJing isn't complicated, it's just unfamiliar. And unfamiliar things feel scary until you do them once. Then they feel like paperwork, because that's all they are. The course walks you through every piece of this step by step, with templates for everything. But the thing I want you to hear right now is this. If you can organize a playlist, you can organize a business. If you can send a professional email to a venue coordinator, you can send a professional invoice to a client. The skills transfer. You're not learning something foreign. You're applying skills you already have in a slightly different context. Here's what the next 6 months of your life could look like. I'm going to show you this at a high level, the milestones, the trajectory, the shape of the journey, because I want you to see that the path exists and that it's achievable. The detailed how, the specific steps, the templates, the scripts, the systems, that's what the course is built to deliver. But you don't need the details to understand that this is real and within reach. The first month or two is foundation. You're getting your basic business pieces in place: a simple contract, a way to accept payments, a planning document you can send couples. You're taking stock of your equipment and filling the small gaps. And most importantly, you're putting yourself out there. You're joining local wedding groups on Facebook. You're responding to couples who post looking for a DJ. You're having your first conversations with real people who are planning real weddings and need exactly what you offer. This phase isn't glamorous. It's the unsexy work of building something from nothing. But it's also where the first domino falls. One response to one Facebook post can lead to one consultation call that leads to one booking that changes everything. Months 3 and 4 are where it gets real. You book your first wedding. Maybe you've already booked it during the foundation phase. Some people move fast. You do the wedding. You're nervous, and that's fine. You show up early. You're professional. You're helpful. Something small goes sideways, and you handle it calmly. The couple loves you. The venue coordinator notices you. You send your follow-up email Monday morning, and you drive home that night feeling something you haven't felt in a long time. Proof. Not hope, not belief. Proof. You did it. It's real. The 1,000 hours paid off. Then you do it again. Wedding number two. A little less nervous this time. A little more confident. Your systems are tighter. Your setup is faster. You know what to expect. The couple loves you again. Another venue coordinator. Another follow-up email. Another relationship forming. By months 5 and 6, you're hitting your stride. Wedding number three is in the books. You've got testimonials from real couples. You've got venue coordinators who know your name. You've got proof that you can deliver, and that proof is starting to generate its own momentum. Referrals coming in, inquiries from couples you didn't pursue, the early signs of a business that feeds itself. 3 weddings in 6 months, $3,000 to $4,000 in your pocket. More than most bedroom DJs make in years. And more importantly, venue relationships that will generate $10,000, $20,000, $40,000 over the next few years as they mature. But the money isn't even the biggest thing. The biggest thing is what changes inside you. I want you to imagine something. It's a Saturday night, 6 months from now. You're driving home from a wedding at a beautiful venue about 40 minutes from your house. Your equipment is loaded in the back of your car. It's late. You're tired, and the good kind of tired. The couple thanked you 20 minutes ago. The bride hugged you and said you were the best decision they made for their wedding. The groom told you his friends hadn't stopped talking about the music all night. And the venue coordinator, she caught you as you were breaking down your gear and said, "You were great to work with. I'm going to be recommending you to all my couples." You're driving home with the windows cracked, and you're thinking about the math. 3 weddings done. Another 2 already booked for the coming months. If you do 20 weddings next year at $1,500 each, that's $30,000. Working Saturdays, doing something you love, using skills you spent 1,000 hours building, and your day job, it's still there. You're still working it. But something has shifted. It doesn't feel like the only option anymore. It feels like a choice, and choices feel very different from obligations. 6 months ago, you were a bedroom DJ wondering if your skills would ever pay off. Now you're a wedding DJ with proof, momentum, and a path forward that gets wider with every wedding you do. That's not fantasy. That's what happens when someone with your skill set discovers the right market and takes action. But here's what I need to be honest with you about. Everything I've shared in this book, the opportunity, the personality advantage, the pricing confidence, the venue strategy, the way to handle fear, it's the truth. All of it. This is exactly how I built a $50,000 a year business working weekends, and it's exactly how other DJs I've mentored have done it too. But knowing isn't doing. And the gap between knowing and doing is where most bedroom DJs stay forever. They read something like this and feel inspired. They feel the belief building. They think, "Yeah, I could do this." And then Monday comes, and the day job takes over, and the inspiration fades, and they're back to practicing in their bedroom on Friday night, wondering when things are going to change. Things don't change because you believe they can. They change because you take action. And taking action without a system, without the specific steps, templates, scripts, and guidance that turn belief into execution, is how people end up spending 3 years figuring out what could take 6 months. I know because that's what happened to me. I figured it out on my own. It took me years of trial and error. I wasted money on marketing that didn't work. I undercharged because I didn't have a framework. I fumbled consultations because I didn't have a system. I missed venue referral opportunities because nobody told me how the follow-up process worked. Every mistake I made was a lesson, but it was an expensive one. In time, in money, and in opportunities I didn't know I was losing. That's why I built the Wedding DJ Blueprint, so you don't have to make those mistakes, and so you don't have to figure it out alone. You have 2 paths forward. Path 1, figure it out yourself. It's possible. I did it. But it means Googling every question at 2 in the morning, piecing together advice from YouTube videos and Reddit threads that may or may not apply to your market. Making mistakes at real weddings, someone's biggest day, because you're learning on the job without a safety net. Undercharging for your first 10 weddings because you don't have a pricing framework. Missing venue referral opportunities because you don't know the follow-up system. Spending 2 or 3 years in trial and error, slowly building the systems and confidence that could have been there from day one. Some people make it through path one. Most don't. Most get frustrated, burn out, and quit before they ever reach the tipping point where the business starts feeding itself. Their equipment ends up in a closet, and they become the person at parties who says, "Yeah, I used to DJ." Path two, let me show you exactly how it's done and walk beside you while you do it. The Wedding DJ Blueprint is everything I've built over years of doing this, compressed into a step-by-step system designed to take you from where you are right now to your first three weddings. It covers the complete venue outreach system, the exact approach, the email templates, the follow-up sequences, the strategy for getting on preferred vendor lists, the pricing and packaging framework, how to structure your services, how to present your rates, how to handle the money conversation with confidence, the equipment guide, exactly what to buy, when to buy it, and how to make basic gear look and sound professional, the North Star method in full, the complete system for staying calm and solving problems under pressure with real scenarios and practice exercises, the wedding day playbook, timelines, MC scripts, ceremony to reception transitions, emergency protocols, everything you need to walk into a wedding feeling prepared instead of terrified. Client communication templates from the first inquiry to the post-wedding follow-up. And the business foundation walkthrough. Contracts, payments, planning documents, everything set up and ready to go. But what makes this different from a course you watch alone at midnight and never finish is this. You get direct access to me, not a chatbot, not a FAQ page. Me. A working wedding DJ with over 100 weddings behind me who is still doing this every single weekend. When you have a question about a venue, I'll answer it. When you're nervous before your first wedding, I'll walk you through it. When you're not sure what to charge or how to handle a difficult client or whether your equipment is good enough, you'll have a mentor who's been exactly where you are and knows the way forward. I'm not selling you information. I'm offering to be the person I wish I had when I was starting out. Someone who'd done it, who understood the fear, and who could say, "Here's what to do next," with the confidence that comes from real experience. My father always said, "If you don't know what to do, pick up a broom and start sweeping." You've spent this entire book learning that the opportunity is real, that the money is real, that the most important thing you bring to a wedding, your personality, your energy, your ability to make people feel taken care of, you've had it all along. Your 1,000 hours weren't wasted. They were the foundation for everything that comes next. But a foundation doesn't become a building by itself. And knowledge doesn't become income by itself. At some point, you have to stop reading about it and start doing it. You have to stop waiting until you feel ready and start before you're comfortable. You have to pick up the broom. I'll hand you the broom. And I'll sweep right beside you until you don't need me anymore. Your next step is at brightsages.com/blueprint. Start sweeping.